Now, it's not just an English problem. OECD this year released some figures looking at numeracy in young people. And leading the way, the USA, nearly 40% of young people in the US have low numeracy. Now, England is there too, but so there's seven OECD countries with figures above 20%. And that is a problem because it doesn't have to be that way. If you look at the far end of this graph, you can see the Netherlands and Korea, they're in single figures. Okay, so there's definitely a numeracy problem that we want to address. Now, as useful as studies like these are, I think they really, we risk herding people inadvertently into one of two categories. That there are two kinds of people. Those people that are comfortable with numbers, that can do numbers, and the people who can't. And I suppose what I'm trying to talk about here today is to say that I believe that that is a false dichotomy. It's not an immutable pairing. I think you don't have to have tremendously high levels of numeracy to be inspired by numbers, and that that should be the starting point to the journey ahead. And one of the ways in which we can begin that journey, for me, is looking at statistics. Now, I am the first to acknowledge that statistics has got somewhat of an image problem.